So we're presented or offered this amazing gift, not just on Christmas morning, but every day, any moment of every day. And is it a gift for everybody? Well, we've seen by illustration of our silly little film After Christmas that God went to great lengths to offer that gift to everyone. And we've seen how we need that gift, that vast spectrum. By the way, credit where it's due, I borrowed that illustration from a wonderful theologian now gone to glory, now glorified, by the name of R.C. Sproul, who's one of my absolute heroes. But I think it's a fantastic illustration that just shows how impossible it is without the gift of Jesus for us ever to be truly good to the standards of heaven. And I hope you'll remember that, because I remember as a kid once, I saw an interview, whether it was Parkinson or one of the old-time interview shows, and there was an actress on, I won't name the actress, and she was asked by the interviewer, did she think she'd go to heaven? And she said, yes, I've been a good person. And even as a child, I just felt within me, oh, that's wrong. That's a wrong thing to say. And it is a wrong thing to say. We can never be good enough. The standard of heaven, the standard of God is so holy. So it's so, so important that you know that. Only through the gift of Jesus can we ever be made perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Not in our own strength. Of course, we can do good stuff with God's help. But don't be under that illusion. We need Jesus. So who is the gift for? Well, it's time for our reading, and it's a very, very familiar and short reading that's going to come up, hopefully. From John chapter 3, that John, one of Jesus' closest friends, one of his first disciples, and he wrote this good news, this gospel about Jesus later. And sometimes this verse is used so often that it gets... people have a bit of fun with it. For God so loved the world that he gave us Christmas jumpers, or he gave us banjo players, or whatever it might be. But it's really important that we understand this fully and properly. Sometimes at the other extreme, people say, well, this is a wonderful verse because it means everybody in the world ever goes to heaven. Well, that's not the way I see it. That's not what it says up there. So let's read it and see what it does say. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Does it say, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who ever lived shall not perish but have eternal life? It doesn't say that, does it? So don't be fooled if sometimes people say that or quote that at you. That's to misread this. And if R.C. Sproul were here, he would be hammering home this point. I'll do my best. What it actually says is, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Do you know, the best present I ever got for Christmas, or the one I remember from my childhood, was a bike. It wasn't a little girly pink bike like it is in the movie. It was a lovely racer. My dad had got it me. And it was fantastic. It was a wonderful present. But I didn't throw it back at him. I didn't turn it down. If I had turned it down, I wouldn't have got the benefit from it, would I? Now that might be a daft example. But the point is, we cannot, dare not, ever reject this precious gift. We're one day going to stand before God. Don't stand before him having rejected the gift. Don't stand before him said, oh well, I thought you loved the whole world so much that everybody would be in heaven. Jesus came for everyone who would believe in him. That's what it says, and that's what I need you to grasp today. It's wonderful news. It's great news. We don't have to do anything. It's all on God. But just accept it. Just accept it and don't reject it. I can't stand here and preach any other way. It would be awful of me. It would be the worst thing I could do as a preacher, to present to you a gospel where everybody goes to heaven, regardless of whether they accept Jesus or not. But the good news is we can. And Christmas is just one day of the year, Christmas Day, but it's a fantastic day. It's a wonderful day. It's the day that Jesus came into humanity. Fully God, but he clothed himself in humanity so that we could join him in heaven. And that is the best news. That is the greatest gift that God could ever give. It makes all the difference in your life today, every day, and eternally. Don't turn it down.